Hi, everyone, and welcome back to A Plus English. I'm Erin.
And I'm Laura.
And we are teaching you today about how to defend yourself.
没错，就是要保护自己防卫术。
Now, remember, don't use your fingers. Use your
heel.
That's right. All right. So, first thing you want to try to do is protect your body and face with your hands and yell no.
No!
As loudly as possible. Now, if the attacker doesn't run away and there's no one around, fight back.
Okay, so 你就一定要攻击他们，可是记得不能用你的 fingers, 不能用你的手指, or you will probably break your fingers.
Right.
What do you do?
You hit your eyes, the attacker's eyes, the attacker's nose, or the attacker's neck. Okay. Or you can also kick the attacker's knees and groin. Okay, you want to really hurt them.
Okay.
All right. Only if they're attacking you, though.
They are the attacker.
Right.
他们是要攻击你，所以你要反攻。Okay. 当然呢, today we're going to learn more tips, right? Okay, so let's find out.
Okay.
Protect yourself from danger.
If someone is attacking you by holding you from behind, bend forward at the waist and let your upper body hang. This makes you heavier, and the attacker might not be able to hold you. Then, thrust your elbows hard at the attacker's face.Step as hard as you can on the attacker's feet. Kick the attacker's legs between his knees and feet. If your attacker lets go of you, run away to a safe place immediately and call the police. The most important thing is to get away and get help. You should always be prepared for danger.Remember to stay safe and be careful.
Word power.
Upper. Upper. Valerie hurt her upper teeth when she ate a guava. Valerie hurt her upper teeth when she ate a guava.Heavy, heavy. I can't move this bench by myself. It's too heavy. I can't move this bench by myself. It's too heavy. Step, 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 stepped, stepped. Neil Armstrong.Was the first person to step on the moon. Neil Armstrong was the first person to step on the moon. Careful, careful. That knife is very sharp. Please be careful. That knife is very sharp. Please be careful.
Okay, so we learned about what to do if someone is attacking you from the front yesterday, but today we're going to go from a different direction. Here it says, if someone is attacking you by holding you from behind, just like that...So, we're going to find out what to do in a second.
Okay. Mm-hmm. 好,所以一开始呢,昨天我们学到的是前方啊,如果有人攻击我们。Mm-hmm. 可是如果呢,这个坏蛋呢,是从后方熊抱攻击你的话呢,What should you do?
That's a good question, because maybe you don't see them. You don't know they're going to be there, right? So, here are some good things to try. Mm-hmm. Bend forward at the waist and let your upper body hang.
Oh, okay, that sounds kind of difficult.
I can show you, okay?
Okay,
just
okay,
like
okay.
this.
OK，所以因为的那个身体比较 flexible， 像我没办法往前腰怎么办？所以呢，先教大家要往前向前弯下腰，让你的上身悬挂着。这里我们先来看一下 bend 这个动词，就是弯腰。OK，and、okay, I believe we saw our first word power word, right?
That's right. The word was upper, and it's an adjective.、
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so upper is spelled UPPER, upper. Let's find out what it means. When you use the word upper in this way, you're describing one of two things that is higher than the other. So you're describing one of two things. One of them will be lower, one of them will be higher. Upper, we'll talk about the higher one. Now, for instance, we said upper body. That's the part of your body that is above your stomach. The lower part of your body is everything below your stomach. Now, you can use this to describe your lips, too. So you have two lips. One of them is high, one of them is low. This one is your upper lip. This one is your lower lip. Here's an example. Valerie hurt her upper teeth when she ate a guava. Valerie hurt her upper teeth when she ate a guava.
I'm not going to eat guavas anymore. I don't want to hurt my upper teeth.
I think you'll be okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Upper 是什么呢？是上面的，上层的，它是一个形容词。所以 lower 就是它的相反词，就是下面的。像是刚刚 Aaron 老师补充的。Upper lip 就是上唇 ，lower lip 就是下唇。像是 Valerie 呢，哦，真的很不幸，她一次拔蜡刮法的时候伤到了她上排的牙齿，还是要小心一点哦。刮法或拔蜡很硬的。
I think Valerie just needs to be more careful.
Okay.
All right. Well, here's a good reason that you want to do this,、mm-hmm. and by do this I mean bend at the waist, right? It says this makes you heavier.And the attacker might not be able to hold you.
Oh, that's a really good point. Never thought about that.、Mm-hmm. 所以刚刚呢，这个 Aaron 老师有示范的这个姿势，可以让你怎么样变重？那攻击者呢，就是怎么样可能无法抱得住你哦。Good point.
Right. So usually we keep our strength in our legs, right? Especially when we're standing.
Right.
All of our strength is in our legs because they are keeping us up.、
Mm-hmm.
But if you put all of your strength into your shoulders、and you bend over, you just become really heavy. So heavy is an adjective. We're going to talk about this word right now, but first let's spell it. H-E-A-V-Y, heavy. Now let's find out what it means. The adjective heavy has a very easy meaning. Something that's heavy weighs a lot. Now, a feather, like from a bird, is not very heavy, but a car is very heavy. So if it takes a lot of work to pick it up,You can say that it's heavy. Here's an example. I can't move this bench by myself. It's too heavy. I can't move this bench by myself. It's too heavy.
OK, 我们来看一下 heavy 这个形容词就是重的、啊、通常我们在形容体重很重或是沉的意思它的相反词当然就是 light, L-I-G-H-T 像是如果你看到诶有人他好像拿了一个很重的箱子你可能会说 Is that box too heavy for you to lift?
Probably.
Probably. It's very heavy or it's not. OK, 或者有时候我出国的时候 I always carry a very heavy suitcase. I like to bring a lot of things.
I understand.
Okay, 看回刚刚的例句好了。我一个人搬不动这张 bench， 就是长椅，它太重了。
You should always use help when you've got something heavy to move. Okay, so first you're going to bend at the waist. You're going to let your upper body hang. Okay, then here's what you should do next. It says then thrust your elbows hard at the attacker's face. Now remember.You're not doing it like this because you're hanging, right? So you're going to be hanging down this way, and you're going to thrust your elbow up like this.
我懂，就我一直在示范错的动作。OK, 然后呢，记不记得你其实刚刚是已经这个往下面弯了，所以然后这时候你是往后，基本上用你的手肘重击攻击者的脸。OK, 这里的 thrust 有刺或者是戳的意思，而 elbow 当然就是你的手肘啦。
Okay, so that can be pretty tough to imagine. Mm. We'll try to show you a bit later what it looks like. But yeah, just remember your elbow in someone's face. Okay, now here's what you should do next. It says, step as hard as you can on the attacker's feet.
Okay, 然后再来就是尽可能的用力踩他的脚。
Now this one is a tough one. This might be a bit easier.
It's probably easier.
Yeah, so step, what you're doing is a verb. You're stepping. It's spelled S-T-E-P, step. Let's find out what it means. When you step, you put your foot down in one spot. Now this can be in front of the other foot, behind your other foot, or on top of something else.Here, we're saying to put your foot down on top of an attacker's foot. Now, this will cause the attacker pain, which may make them move away from you. Here's another example. Neil Armstrong was the first person to step on the moon. Neil Armstrong was the first person to step on the moon.
Step, okay, 它是个动词、就是踩还有踏的意思。动词三态的变化是 step, stepped, 要重复字尾 p 再加 ed, step, stepped, stepped.、像是呢 he accidentally stepped on a nail. 哦，好痛，我踩在这个钉子上。Or she stepped in a puddle. That sounds a lot better, okay, but you might get yourself dirty.、okay, 就踩到水坑里面，下雨天很常发生的啦。那刚刚回到例句就是 Neil Armstrong, 他是第一位踏上月球的人哦。这里 step on the moon 就是踏上月球啦。
So, another way to think about it is when you make lots of steps,、you are walking.
Okay, 所以刚刚我们还有说呢 step as hard as you can, 就是尽可能用力的踩踏的意思哦。那这里呢我们要教大家就是 as 后面这个形容词或是副词 as somebody can, okay, 就是尽可能的怎么样。这里就是我们的 magic box, 要教大家的 let's take a look.
Magic Box 找亮点。
大家好，不是学士，不是硕士，是我七怪博士。念书有多辛苦，你们很辛苦，但是问我最知道。从小到大，我都是 number one 第一名，状元、书卷奖 ，OK， 都是我。所以说呢，我天资聪颖，但这一切呢，更该归功于我凡事全力以赴的个性。I always try to do everything as well as possible. 凡事呢，力求尽心尽力，也就是这样的精神，我才能成为了至尊魔法师。英文里面呢，有这个看似简单，用法却千奇百怪哦，简直跟我这个奇怪博士一样奇怪的单字。那呢，就是 S，A-S， 非常简单，只有两个字母，简单到只剩下两个字母，却是我们今天文法的主角了。今天呢，我们就要介绍一下这个惯用法 ，as 怎么样 ？as possible，OK，、okay, 表示尽可能地 ，OK， 常呢用来修饰形容词及副词了。举个例子了，虽然呢我身为至尊魔法师，不管是呢停止时间，还是逆转时间，还是穿梭在空间之中，都做得到。强大如我呢，可以说是其他复仇者联盟的成员，哈哈哈，没有人是我的对手啦。但即使如此呢，我还是保持谦虚哦。I try to stay as humble as possible. 俗话说呢，骄兵必败哦。I try to stay as humble as possible.好的 ，as humble as possible。注意到我们 as 后面呢就放形容词或副词，表示呢尽你可能的来做到这样。那这个句型呢也有另外一个写法，除了我们刚刚说的 as possible 之外呢，我们也可以使用 as 怎么样 ，as somebody can 来表达。OK， 意思是完全一样的。比方说呢，当我知道外星人要打来了，身为至尊魔法师的我必须赶快前去前线帮助复仇者联盟了。I have to run as fast as possible. 我得尽可能的跑得越快越好。I have to run as fast as possible. 尽我可能的跑得很快。那呢，我们也可以把这句刚刚讲的改写成 can 的用法 ，as somebody can 的用法。I have to run as fast as I can. I have to run as fast as I can. OK, 两句的意思呢是完全一样，完全可以互换的。As 怎么样 ？As possible. As 怎么样 ？As I can. OK, 注意到我们这个怎么样呢？使用的是形容词或副词，这两个句型呢都表示尽你所能的去怎么样，完全一样的意思了。好的，看起来我们前线的战士又陷入焦灼，是时候让我来为这个世界尽一份心力了。
Okay, welcome back from Magic Box. Laura's practicing her stepping,、uh-huh. but she's not quite done yet.
I'm not?
There's more、okay. to do, okay?、
Woo-hoo.
Here it says, kick the attacker's legs between his knees and feet. So, here's your knee, here's、Ooh. Your feet, here.
好痛的感觉哦 sounds painful.、Mm. 然后要怎么样踢这个攻击者的这个膝盖跟脚中间这个位置哦 ooh, 很痛的感觉、mm. Ouch.
Okay, now let's hope you are causing the attacker so much trouble、mm. that he or she doesn't want to hold on to you anymore.、Mm. So remember, you've made yourself really heavy.
Right.
You've thrust your elbow into their face.
Step.
And you've stepped on their feet and you've kicked them in the leg.、
Ooh.
Okay, now that's a lot of things to do.Here, let's introduce another situation. It、mm-hmm. says, if your attacker lets go of you.
Oh, okay. 接着我们就来看，如果这时候攻击者呢，将你怎么样？放开 ,let go of, 就是放开这样的意思。Mm-hmm. And what should you do?
Okay, well, this is the first thing you should do. Here it says, run away, remember that phrase?To a safe place immediately and call the police.
Oh, so no more attacking?
No.
好啦，开玩笑的。迅速的赶快逃离到安全的地方，并且怎么样 call the police.、
Mm-hmm.
要报警哦。嗯，这里我们用 immediately 来表示 at once, 立即马上的意思。
Right, don't waste any time.、
Right.
Go as quickly and as soon as you can.、
Mm.
Now, let's find out why this is the、right. first thing you should do.Here it says, the most important thing is to get away and get help.
Oh, 没错，最重要的呢就是可以脱身、mm-hmm. 然后呢寻求协助 So you're not like trying to, you know, fight back or attack the attacker.
Right.、
Uh-uh.
Yeah, as soon as you can、mm-hmm. get away from the person, you should run as fast、
right.
as you can. Okay, now these are some good tips to help you stay safe. However, you can do more.
Okay.
And here it says in the article, you should always be prepared for danger.
嗯，好哦，这时候都要提醒大家哦，你们应该要随时为危险做准备 be prepared for. 为什么做准备
Right.Now, there's another thing that you should know, and this is for everybody out there. It、mm-hmm. says, remember to stay safe and be careful.
Oh, 当然了，这个是最重要的，就是记得要小心并且保持安全哦。And I believe we see our last word、mm-hmm. power word, which is careful.
That's right. So careful is an adjective. It's spelled C-A-R-E-F-U-L, careful. Let's find out what it means.When you are careful, you think about what you are doing so that you don't make mistakes or get in trouble. Now, we often tell people to be careful because we do not want them to get hurt in some way. Now, we want them to slow down and think about what they are doing so they don't get hurt and they stay safe. Here's a good example. That knife is very sharp. Please be careful.That knife is very sharp. Please be careful.
Careful 就是小心的意思。相反词当然就是粗心 careless. Okay,、Ooh. C-A-R-E-L-E-S-S.、
Mm-hmm.
嗯，像是呢，如果呢，哎，如果你在煮饭，可能会想要提醒对方说 ，Be careful. The stove is hot. 炉子很热哎。Or maybe sometimes you might say something like they are very careful with their money.、
Mm-hmm.
That means they only spend what they can afford.
Right.
他们就是花钱花在刀口上，非常小心哦，就是非常厉害省钱的达人。
Mm.
那刚刚看过例句，就是那把刀子非常的尖锐，请小心一点啦。Please be careful when you're using a knife.
Right. They're very sharp. You might cut yourself.
Yes.
Okay. So we've given you some great tips.、
Mm-hmm.
Now remember that these are staying staying safe. These are for staying safe when someone's attacking you. So, we don't want to hear about you going and starting any fights with anybody.
No. 不是用来打架的，是用来保护自己， OK? 面对这些色狼或者要攻击你的人哦。
All right, don't disappoint us. We'll be right back with review time.
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
Okay, welcome back to review time. Once again, we're going to show you some handy tips that we taught you today. We're going to show you how to do them.
So, let's do it. I'm ready.
We've got our friendly attacker here. Okay, and she's coming up from behind.
想到吃手手。
Okay, so first thing Laura's going to do is bend at the waist. She's going to let her upper body hang. Then she's going to use her elbow and get the attacker's face. Then she's going to step as hard as she can on the attacker's feet. And she's going to kick.
往后踢。
Between the feet and the knees. Okay,
成功了吗？
By this time, hopefully, your attacker is long gone. All right, so the first thing that you should do once you're away from your attacker, remember, run away, call the police.
警察贝贝，你刚刚有变态色狼。
Right, remember, the most important thing to do is to keep yourself safe. So as soon as you can get away from your attacker, run away.All right, that's all we can talk about today. Remember to stay safe and be careful. All right, we'll see you next time for A Plus English. I'm Erin.
And I'm Laura.
Bye-bye.
Protect yourself from danger.
If someone is attacking you by holding you from behind, bend forward at the waist and let your upper body hang. This makes you heavier.And the attacker might not be able to hold you. Then, thrust your elbows hard at the attacker's face. Step as hard as you can on the attacker's feet. Kick the attacker's legs between his knees and feet. If your attacker lets go of you, run away to a safe place immediately and call the police.The most important thing is to get away and get help. You should always be prepared for danger. Remember to stay safe and be careful. Upper, upper. Valerie hurt her upper teeth when she ate a guava.Valerie hurt her upper teeth when she ate a guava. Heavy, heavy. I can't move this bench by myself. It's too heavy. I can't move this bench by myself. It's too heavy. Step, step.Step, stepped, stepped. Neil Armstrong was the first person to step on the moon. Neil Armstrong was the first person to step on the moon. Careful, careful. That knife is very sharp.Please be careful. That knife is very sharp. Please be careful.